or am I on this side where I feel a little bit guilty about these things? I'm not sure what to do. I want to do something. In fact, I stress out about it. I make my family kind of, you know, annoyed at me. Are you on that side of the spectrum? I'd like to suggest that for all of us, we can come to the middle and trust the Lord with these things, but also do what we can. And here's what I would encourage you to do. Choose one global injustice and pray for it regularly. Just choose one and forget the others. And when someone brings it up, you can feel compassion in your heart for that, but just realize that's not your fish to fry, so to speak. That's not your business. Your business is one injustice. And let me just give you some quick examples here. You could pray for Darfur in Sudan. I've already mentioned that. In fact, you might want to pray for something that's politically charged, that has political ramifications, like Darfur, because you might vote for a different person for president or for senator or whatever based on how they deal with certain injustices. So you might want to pick a big injustice. Darfur would be a good example. South Korea would be another place to pray for. And the cloning team there that's leading the charge to create human beings just to kill them. Cambodia would be a great place to pray for. They're still suffering from a genocide that happened that wiped out a huge proportion of their population, 2 million people. And that was 30 years ago. But they're still suffering. Lots of problems there. I would pray for Cambodia. You can pray for the USA. In fact, because abortion and embryo research still takes many lives. In the millions each year. And in fact, I appreciate this church supports me, actually. And so if you would come alongside me and pray for me regularly, I would really appreciate that. I really need help when I'm out on the campus trying to talk with college students who hate my position, trying to be gracious and talking with them. I need a lot of help out there. Swaziland, I already mentioned this. I would give you a bit of hope. My friend Paul is in Swaziland right now. He's been there for about 5 weeks. He took a team of Americans to meet with a South African team, to meet with a Swazi team. So they have a coalition of three countries working. And youth from each of those three countries have gone into every high school in Swaziland, 182 schools over the last 5 weeks. They're probably finishing up the last schools this coming week. And they are visiting every school. And last year, they visited all the schools and did presentations for a week long, essentially a week, in those schools on abstinence and how to contain the AIDS crisis there. And now they're going in and targeting specific individuals in those high schools to lead the charge and to essentially change their culture. Because you can imagine, if it's a sexually permissive culture where the men pretty much rule the women, it's going to be very hard to contain something like AIDS unless the students just decide and develop self-control and all of that. But there is a team down there doing that, and you could certainly pray for them, and I can give you more information about them if you'd like. There's two others listed there on your handout. Women's rights around the world. You might just pick this as a general topic and be studied up on that. Because women are not treated with respect in many countries of the world. There are cultures that are very mean to women, where they're forced into do things and where they're not respected. That is a very important thing that we need to be concerned about. And in fact, Christians face persecution still in the world. And an organization like Voice of the Martyrs, you might receive material from them, but they would be someone to help to get more information about that. So pick an injustice. Now, you might not want to do it right now, but this week, I would encourage you, pray and select an injustice so you can at least be participating with the Lord in his global concern, but not stressed out to the point that you go insane. I don't want anybody in here to go insane. And I would encourage you, as you pray, follow that model from Psalms, to pray and to give thanks, to trust, and then to ask, and to even argue with the Lord, and to give him reasons why he should act on your behalf. Sometimes I think the Lord waits for us to pray persistently, and then he decides to act. I would also encourage you to pray intelligently. Now, that's going to require that you get some information. And so I've listed some sources there of places you can go for information. In fact, our blog at Stand to Reason is a great place to just start. Each day we post a new little article. If there's something going on with Dr. Hwang in South Korea, I post a little article to give you an update and to give you some things to think about. Our blog is a great place to go. Stand to Reason in general has good information. And a couple of other organizations are listed there. But can you do anything else? I mean, you can pray about it. Can you do anything else? Well, I want to submit to you that if you begin to pray, God will begin to change your heart, and He will give you opportunities to do something about injustice. And in fact, He'll give you wisdom to know how you can proceed in small steps. And if you remember to trust God, you can do that in a balanced way. So I want to encourage you to just begin to pray and allow God to give you opportunities as you study and as you get more information about the injustice that you decide to tackle. And when God gives you those opportunities, I want to encourage you, Stand to Reason can help with knowing how to talk with people on issues like these. In fact, I'm just really excited. I just want to show you this resource that we just came out with, because I have a couple on the back table, but I'm really excited about it. Actually, some of the youth here got a version of this, I think, last week. Is that right? The Tactics in Defending the Faith? Yeah, but they got a version of this just last week. This is a new resource, five CDs of how to talk to your friends about important issues like Christianity, your faith, injustice, abortion, same-sex marriage, evolution. And this is a systematic training in how to do that. These CDs are on the back table. We have a number of other resources I brought today because I know that many of you are going off to summer. You might have long car trips that if you don't have some material to listen to, you'll go insane or something like that. Today's message is about insanity. So so there are other resources back there as well, some books and CDs I'd recommend to you. What happens, though, if you actually step out and have some conversations with people? I want to just close by telling you what happened a couple of months ago to me. Because I had studied and I was ready for the opportunity that God presented to me, I had just been on a two-month trip out of town for 2 months, had gotten back and done my last event, and got home at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got up about 9 o'clock the next morning, and I decided to check my email, which that's some of you are thinking, please, Steve, just take a day off. It was a good thing I didn't take a day off that day, because I received an email, a friend's coworker, her daughter was going to abort her baby the next day. Now, God presented me an opportunity to deal with her concern because I had studied and I was ready. Her concern was the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion. So I fired off a 15-minute email about how the Bible does say something about abortion. Her daughter decided not to abort her baby, in part because of the information I provided there. So I want to encourage you, God can stop injustice through you if you're prepared and if you're ready. And so let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord to help us in this. Father, thank you for being with us here today. And thank you for taking the responsibility for injustice around the world to solve it. Thank you that we don't have to worry about it, but we can participate with you. Would you help each person here and me as well? Help us to not go to either extreme, to think we're the savior of the world, or to think that injustice that hurts human beings doesn't matter. Help us to find the middle ground where we can participate with you and pray to you and even argue with you a bit. Help us to do that with courage and with grace, and please make us people of compassion for all these situations. Amen.